Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His grace, with His mercy, He gives the tawfiq, the ability to His servants to implement good deeds, salah, fasting, hajj, recitation of Quran, da'wah, propagation, dissemination of deen, tabligh. All of these are amal which Allah, with His fadl, with His grace, with His mercy, He bestows to us people. Now, there's one point. Here is a thought that is in suspense all the time. A person's in suspense. That the deeds that we are implementing, or consider this as a whisper, shaitan whisper, etc., that we are trying, we're practicing deeds. We don't know, are these deeds accepted in the eyes of Allah or not? Does Allah Ta'ala like them or not like them? So this is a big whisper of shaitan, waswas of shaitan, because he plays tricks with the people. So many people like me, they become weak, because we don't get the answer for this question, do we? They don't know. Yaar, you know, we have a standard, all of us, and we sort of determine that my deeds have been accepted, that due to this reason or it's been rejected. Because a person has his own criterion, that how do I know if my deeds are accepted? But even then we're not content, satisfied. So shaitan, he injects whispering into our minds and hearts. For example, when we spoke yesterday evening, and a person, a trap is laid for him, he's tricked by shaitan and he takes a U-turn. And events take place in a person's life, ups and downs, issues occur. Shaitan tells that person, you're practicing, you're doing amal deeds, your deeds are not accepted, that's why you're practicing, etc. So he weakens that person. He goes, oh, leave it, I'm not enjoying myself, I prayed salah, and more difficulties have come. I started to become a bit pious and upright, and all other issues came. So today, alhamdulillah, with regards to this, I would like to discuss with you. And I have got a lot of encouragement from reading this hadith today, alhamdulillah, before coming. The hadith just passed by me when I was reading it, so I got a lot of strength. Sometimes a person doesn't understand the answers to questions all his life long. And after a long time, Allah Ta'ala explains that point. So even though these points have passed by through our minds or in front of our eyes before, but we don't understand. So this question can only be solved through one medium mode, and that is the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will give the solution. That what can be done, is your salah being accepted, not, on what level is it? Is it high grade or low grade? So the noble companions radiyallahu anhum, alhamdulillah, they are the stars in the sky, subhanallah. They are the stars in the cloud, in the sky of the prophethood. And their glow and shine will continue till Qiyamah. They would make our life easy for us. They used to come and present a question in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would answer, reply. And the name given to the replies is hadith. Somewhere is Bukhari, somewhere is Tirmidhi, somewhere is Muwatta, Imam Malik, all of the kitabs. So this was the jama'ah of the Sahaba Ikram, and they requested, they put their question forward to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which salah is afdal? Which salah is great? This is the question. What does afdal mean? That Allah accepts, ala, great. Which salah is afdal that Allah Ta'ala will accept? And then the next question was also put forward. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which fast will be the most greatest? And the third question was put forward. O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which struggle is the greatest struggle? Subhanallah, because all the amal are coming here that we perform and implement. So great action. That's in a great question. That's like in our mind. Which salah will be accepted by Allah? Which fast will Allah Ta'ala accept? And which hajj will Allah Ta'ala accept? And if today we were to realize this, my brothers, then I will say that alhamdulillah, that there will be no greater day of celebration and congratulation than today. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Those who have appreciation today, he's got it made. He's got it made. That will you do what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stating? Will you do this or not? Of course, inshallah. This is our decision. We'll realize today, alhamdulillah. If we don't. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. So three questions are here. The three questions, all amal come into this. All amal come into this. So it was asked that which salah will Allah Ta'ala accept? Which is the greatest salah? So the reply came, Allah's dhikr, the dhikr of Allah. Say it again, Subhanallah. Yes, Sahaba Ikram, silent. Yeah. Okay, tell us please, that which fast is the greatest? The answer came, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Oh, is it? Then they asked again, that which struggle is the greatest struggle? Then the answer came, the dhikr of Allah, Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. So what we realize is that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us the total direction. Total direction. Clearly He's told us. Whichever amal you do, salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, whichever deed you implement, that deed in Allah's close to Allah will be accepted if you do that deed in parallel, alongside the dhikr of Allah. Or the other meaning, let me make it easy for you, that the people who do the dhikr of Allah, all their deeds get accepted. Subhanallah. This is the hadith. Allah's dhikr, when a person remembers Allah, all his deeds become accepted. Amal become accepted. That's why we read this in Fadail. That the dhikr of Allah, the people who do the dhikr of Allah, who remember Allah, they will walk into paradise laughing. Smiling. Why would they be laughing? No hisab, no accounting, no reckoning, no difficulty, no giving, taking. Clear hisab with ease. Just like a person goes home smiling in the same way. Everything, for example, Allah Ta'ala, whatever He promised, if you keep on doing dhikr, alongside dhikr, whichever amal you do, inshallah, Allah says, I will accept your deeds. I will accept them. Do you understand what I'm saying or you don't understand? This hadith. Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Muhammad Mulana Zakariya Sahib, Quddus Sirah. And he wrote the tafsir on this hadith. So let's listen to his opinion. What does he say? He said that the meaning of this hadith, he stated, he mentioned, what a great personality. He said, brothers, what we realize is very clear from this hadith, that what is the maqam, the status of dhikr? Dhikr is a great action. He stated the maqam, the status of dhikr is what? Just like you take the body of a person, it's a beautiful body, balanced, nice, handsome, and he has a power, energy, but he doesn't have a ruh, the soul. Will the body count? Where will you put that body? In the mortuary. In the mortuary, even there we don't keep it too long. We say, no, bury him in the ground. He's waste now, he's a waste. He will only stay in the mortuary for a few days and then we'll take him out of there. Where should we take him? To the graveyard and bury him below the earth. Bury him so much that dig a hole so many feet deep. Ah, this is what we are. We're walking around, running around tall and broad, enjoying ourselves. All of this is the kamal of what? The ruh, the soul. That if the ruh comes out of the body, then the body is a waste. Bone idol. Doesn't matter how much strength we have. Doesn't matter how handsome we look. As a Shaykh Sahib, Rahimahullah, is stating this. So, all the body, our body, the speciality of the body, giving, taking, is all due to what? Say loudly, the ruh, the soul. So he stated, the Holy Prophet stated that doesn't matter how many deeds you are implementing, how much you are increasing them, whatever you are doing, but, that how will the deeds have life and energy? Due to the ruh, the soul. The dhikr of Allah is the ruh for every action, for every deed. Hazrat Shaykh Sahib stated this. So understand the importance of this. Salah, you've prayed. But is there a ruh in the salah? Is there a soul? You've performed the hajj. Is there a ruh, a soul in the hajj? Without the ruh, we are implementing deeds. And there's no benefit. And how will they arrive to Allah Ta'ala's court if there's no ruh, soul in them? So if we want to elevate our amal, we want to make them high status, if we want to present them in the court of Allah, then what should we become habitual in? Be ready and used to doing the dhikr of Allah. Put dhikr of Allah in parallel with your deeds. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What a fantastic point Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, explained us. And we've also understood that the dhikr of Allah is a very important action. Is this an option? Tell me, is it an option?
Is it? That's fine. Allah has given the tawfiq. He's given us a body and everything. But our ruh, we're not putting the ruh in then. There's no value. In the same way, amal, deeds. When you implement these, doesn't matter how many deeds you implement with the tawfiq of Allah. But the ruh, we'll need to make it alive. And to make the ruh alive, we have to do the dhikr of Allah. That's why we see, as the Shaykh Sahib Rahmatullah said, it's so important to do dhikr of Allah, so important that you, if you imagine that this is unique against and compared to all the other ibadat, munfarid, separate, you understand? Yeah, it's been kept separate, unique. So, for this reason, that to do this amal, to practice this, a totally different angle has been prescribed in the Quran. Salah, how many times do we have to pray? 5 times. Fasting, how many times do we have to fast? 1 month. Compulsory zakah, the amount has been explained. Hajj, it's explained once in the life minimum. And the dhikr of Allah, wherever it has been mentioned in the Quran, alongside that Allah Ta'ala says, in addition, kathiran kathira. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And forget about kathira, we don't even do dhikr for 2 minutes. This is the biggest deception of shaitan. Hazrat Shaykh Sahib Rahmatullah is saying this, and I'm speaking from what he said on it. So today we see so many masjids, so many salah, so many hajj. You can't get a ticket for hajj. And everything you're seeing around you, that there's more facade than that in the dunya. Corruption. Fighting, arguments, blood, facade, quarrels, disputes. Can it be that so many ibadat people in blue? Have you been to hajj ever? Go and look on hajj, go on umrah. Go and see. That was this quantity of people there before? Yeah? And masjids, I mean Masjid Ali today, I didn't even know that this part of the road would become a masjid, this small building. Is this not the rahm of Allah, the mercy of Allah? Is this not Allah's grace, mercy, blessings? That which country are we sat in? Where are we? And this is Masjid Ali. Somebody said to me that we'll do dhikr in Masjid Ali. I said, I don't even know where Masjid Ali is. And he said that we'll go on the road and you go down and you'll see it on the road. So when they brought me, I was shocked, surprised that Allah Ta'ala, all 4 sides, there are different scenes and things to see. There's not even a place to park. But they were thirsty. Allah Ta'ala made the place for sujood, prostration. Subhanallah. And when Allah Ta'ala made a place of prostration, I was amazed. The Alhamdulillah, the, how did the fragrance of dhikr come here? How did it come? So the brothers were chasing me, please come to dhikr, please do dhikr here, please host dhikr here. I said, dhikr where? No, please. So Zakariya said, bhai, he brought me here. I said, okay, fine, we'll come, inshallah. So this is Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. Allah has made this earth, what today? Allah has made it alive with His name. So one of the Quran says, that why do I make masjids? Allah says, for my dhikr, for my remembrance, say subhanallah, subhanallah. So today, mashallah, this jamaat has come. They sat in dhikr. You are also here. 3-4 brothers I can see. So this Allah Ta'ala has given emphasis and given a great status to this earth and to this masjid. This masjid has become greater than other masjids because every deed is elevated due to dhikr. So the other masjids cannot compare to this masjid today. On the day of judgment, this masjid will be proud. You are a masjid and I was a masjid. But I am greater because within me dhikr used to be performed. The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah. Inside me, dhikr used to be performed. And the jama'ah used to sit and do dhikr. Don't you know that where dhikr is performed, so many angels come that the heavens and the earth, they fill up with the angels. It is a small masjid. But if you want to see the quality, then open the eyes on your heart and you will see that from the skies to the earth, there's no space for the angels today. Look at the rahmas of Allah that will descend. I say that the person who's made the masjid, today he has looted the treasure of the hereafter. Those individuals who came together, they spent or they gave their efforts and services, today they have looted. And today the angels are saying, this man, son of this man, son of this man, this man, son of this man, son of this man, he maintained the masjid and opened Allah's home, etc. And he'll get the reward according to that. So every deed is greater than what? Do you understand my point to what the words I'm saying? So what will we do after this? Yeah, give me the answer. Dhikr of Allah, very good. Now you've understood. That if today we don't do dhikr, then Allah says, summun bukmun umyun fahum. Allah says, put the padlock on their hearts. They are waste. They have not understood any message of mine. But today, if we value this, say, yeah, this is important. We didn't know about this before. So important, so great is the dhikr of Allah. We used to say dhikr, okay. Allah Ta'ala just said it for nothing. There are more than 100 hadith that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has narrated about dhikr. And in the Quran, there are many lines about the dhikr of Allah. Allah says, dhikr Allah, dhikr Allah, dhikr Allah, dhikr Allah. But why today has this action diminished, gone away? Because shaitan is there. Sometimes he puts us there, to the left, to the right, makes us busy. Allah says, do everything. But do my dhikr in parallel. Do my dhikr in parallel. Be habitual. Subhanallah, do dhikr, remember me, Allah Ta'ala says. Remember me. If you've started to pray salah, alhamdulillah, you've become haji, fine. Yes, you've got all of this that you've done. Allah Ta'ala says, put the energy into this, put the power into this. And how do you put the power into this? Do the dhikr of Allah. Do my dhikr, Allah says. Do my dhikr. And Allah has told us the time. Allah Ta'ala selected Himself. The time that Allah Ta'ala selected for dhikr Himself. Then tell me what a great, fantastic time that will be. Brilliant time. This is the sunnah of Allah. That whichever amal Allah likes, then Allah Ta'ala sets aside a special time for that ibadah. At this time, my angels will descend. The fajr, oh, we have to pray two rakah. I've done the sajda. What we say, thousands of times you can bow, but it won't be fajr. After that, the Prophet ﷺ gave us the hukam that at this time, in this place, you'll do sujood, prostrate, and this will become your fajr. Subhanallah. Is this not the case? But if we don't do that, yes, the four rakah we pray in Asr and Isha. No, you can't make up for it after that time in the morning when you come and prostrate, you pray four rakah, then it will become dhuhr. The same way Allah Ta'ala says, the ruh, for all the deeds Allah has ordered, our ruh. Then what do you need to do with the ruh? We need to, Allah Ta'ala says, we need to do dhikr. And when do we do dhikr? Allah says, sabah, and also in the evening, in the morning before the sun rises, and pray tahajjud after fajr, become occupied and busy in the dhikr of Allah. So what should we be busy with? All the sahaba ikram, their life was like this. The Holy Prophet ﷺ's life was this. Pick up the kitabs and read. And all our akabirin pious elders, they had this life. Subhanallah. They used to sit until how long? That as long as the sun has not risen, we will stay immersed in the dhikr of Allah. Why? Because this is that time where everything in the world is remembering me. Subha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Allah says, I've selected this time of the morning. For what? Just remember me in the morning, Allah says. Sit down and remember me. Is there anyone who implements this today? Crying, complaining. This has happened in Ummah, that's happened in Ummah. Thousands over, we say, do this dua, do that dua. Allah Ta'ala's orders we do not follow. Allah's instructions we don't follow. Allah says, I will solve all of your issues if you live your life according to the manner that I've told you. So Allah Ta'ala says that after praying salah, sit down. Close all the things and sit down and do the dhikr of Allah. As soon as the sun comes up, two rakah salah and do sujood to Allah, prostrate and be grateful to Allah. What a beautiful way you've started my day today. Allah Ta'ala will say, khair, when you will cease to do this, then straight away I'll give you one reward. You will get the total thawab of one hajj, one umrah. Subhanallah. You haven't even left your front door yet. Every person, he will get the reward of the hajj accepted. And shaitan, he will have opened thousands of doors. You're feeling sleepy, don't feel like it, somebody's phoning, somebody, something else is happening, you have to meet somebody, and that time he works the hardest. Yes, well, it's not fard, is it, staying here? I don't have to sit here. Remember this point, that the ruh, we need to revitalize our ruh. Without this, the amal are not accepted. I've told you the hadith. Subhanallah. So will we sit? You understand what I'm saying a little bit? You do understand? You haven't understood yet. I don't think yet he hasn't come down into your heart and minds. This is shaitan. Successful is that person who has crushed his desires and overcome shaitan. After that, so the morning time, bukratan wa asila. Morning time is emphasized for dhikr, wa asila in the evening. Evening time, the birds are flying back to their nest and the sun is setting. Then what is your job? Alhamdulillah, you should come, pray salah. After praying salah, then what should we do? We should go and join into the gathering of dhikr. Subhanallah. That's it. That's it. These two actions we need to do. When we do these two actions, then in between these, all the amal that we perform, implement and execute, Allah Ta'ala promises that I will continue to accept your amal, your deeds. Subhanallah. So there's no sadness. Is my salah accepted or not? Or is my deed been accepted? Allah says it's accepted. That if morning and evening you do dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, according to Allah Ta'ala's instructions, then every deed of yours will be accepted. All difficulties going far away. Every distress is going far away. So should we do this or not, my brothers? Do you understand now how important is dhikr of Allah? Is it? Okay. So let's go continue further. A little bit more discussion. Then we'll start dhikr, inshallah. There are some brothers sitting here. Some brothers can see there's a new masjid. So I'll speak a bit further. Because everyone else is mature sitting here, mashallah, next to you. They've been here for quite some time. So brothers, understand what is dhikr physically. What is dhikr? The remembrance of Allah. Dhikr can be performed in two ways. How many tariqas? How many methods? Say loudly, two. Two. Two methodologies. Which ones are they? One is dhikr done by the tongue. This is called lisani, from the tongue. And the other dhikr is the qalbi dhikr, remembering Allah in the heart. So all of us, we are aware of dhikr to do with our tongues. Read this, Durood Sharif. This brother is doing this tasbih, that tasbih, is reading the Durood Sharif. We ask, what's he doing? I'm doing dhikr. No doubt you're doing dhikr, but what dhikr is this? Is that the dhikr using the tongue? Look in the kitab, and this is tasbih, alhamdulillah, these are the fadail, this is all dhikr. What will you call these? This is the dhikr of the tongue. The other methodology, which is greater than this, which is special, what do we call that? Qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. Yes, the heart performs the dhikr. And there's another name, maraqaba. So qalbi dhikr or maraqaba. So there are two methods to do dhikr. One is the tongue, dhikr with the tongue, and the other is the dhikr with the heart. Okay? Now, the difference between the two? Big difference between the two. Massive difference between the two. Qalbi dhikr and dhikr of the tongue, using the tongue. So the difference is, like, if we give the example, the misal, that if you go to the chemist and you go to the over-the-counter, you buy some Panadol, over-the-counter drugs, medicines, you know the name, okay, yeah, take this. And the other medicine is that one which the doctor writes for you, prescribes for you. That's a special medicine. Subhanallah. So the difference amongst both is that this dhikr, the dhikr, mashallah, every person can do the first form, the form of dhikr that's been discussed, which is done by the tongue. But qalbi dhikr, you have to learn from a sheikh, from a teacher. You cannot get this over the counter. You cannot get this over the counter. Why? Because this is a very special select dhikr, alhamdulillah. There are many qualities. This is the highest grade of dhikr. Why? How much difference is there? A hadith is coming to mind. We read this in Fadhail Amal, that that person who does dhikr from his tongue. That we do dhikr from a tongue, won't we? I did 100, 300. The person who does dhikr from his tongue, and that person who does dhikr in his heart, alhamdulillah, that from the tongue he's named Allah. So when a person does dhikr of Allah from the heart, then the thawab increases 70 times fold. How many times over? 70 times. Subhanallah. And this is become such a dhikr, your remembrance of Allah, it becomes so nurani with light, that when you do dhikr from the depths of your heart, then so much the heart and the body becomes nurani and full of peace and satisfaction, that the kiram and kathameen, they get tired of writing the deeds. They write everything else, but they can't write dhikr down. Subhanallah. All other deeds of writing. But now that person will be present. Read this hadith, is afdal. He will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah's court, and all his deeds. Allah will say, show me your deeds. And the angels say, these are the good deeds, these are the bad deeds, and they'll list it out fully. When the list will finish, Allah will say, show me more. They'll say, there's nothing more. Allah will say, no, there is. Why isn't there any more? You're saying, there is. And they'll say, Allah, you gave us a pen to write with. It was such a pen that the tongue hadn't even moved, and we'd start to write. And subhanAllah, if you think about it, that we should do this, we should implement this. Everything is written, it can be written. It will be printed at that time. Yes, if you swear, it will be printed. If you speak nonsense, print. So many ways the person can have an issue, that we should learn to control ourselves, otherwise it will all come out. Allah, the strength you gave, the pen, we wrote everything, I presented it to you. Allah will say, fine, I'm not blaming you, you didn't have the power or the energy. So the individual used to do such an amal, such a deed, he had such an amal, that directly the amal gave him the opportunity to succeed. He said, Allah, what was the amal that was going direct to you, and we couldn't see this? Then subhanAllah, it was so much full of light and such a fantastic amal, and you cannot reach there. What is that? That when a person sits down and remembers Allah in his heart, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala says, I used to keep him in my side. If you step back today, and Allah Ta'ala says, you step back, I myself, Allah says, will give him the reward for the dhikr he's done. What do we call this? This is qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. What is this? You don't learn this from the kitabs. For this, what do we need to do? Go to a sheikh and learn this dhikr. There's no big deal, is there? So shall I tell you? This is the Quran that's proved this as well. That how much ilm, that how many ulum? Three. Wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab wa al-hikmata wa yuzakkihim. Allah's Nabi says, what? The kitab, the knowledge of the kitab. Secondly, the ilm, the knowledge of fiqh and sharia. And the third amal is what? Tazkiyah, purification, dhikr, the ilm of dhikr. Subhanallah. We don't even know close this kitab, we say. Close this kitab. That's why we are in a difficult position nowadays, that Rasulullah brought three things and suddenly we've closed the book on all of them, the lid. We don't have enjoyment, it's time wasted. We say this, don't we? So now three ulum, three forms of knowledge, subhanAllah. So I want to learn the ilm of the kitab. Allah says, wa yu'allimu al-kitab wal-hikmat wa yuzakihim. Where will a person go, child go to learn Quran? Where? Madrasa. Is there a madrasa in the masjid? Do people come or not? Children come or not? Why do they come? Yes, they could sit at home and learn themselves. And they will learn something they're doing. No, go to the madrasa. And sit next to a qari sahib and improve your talaffuz, your recitation and your technical way of reading. So how does this come? Ilm. Knowledge, ilmul kitab. Second is the ilm, knowledge of fiqh and sharia. Person, will you learn this? Where do you need to go to learn this? Straight to the Darul Uloom. Yes, a child goes where? To the Darul Uloom. Why they entered into registered? They will learn sharia and Quran and fiqh. Oh, can't he learn himself? No. Can an alim become on his own until he doesn't sit with the teacher? The teacher doesn't teach him, educate him. So to learn the ilm of the kitab, we need to have a teacher. Or, for example, we go to a teacher, the spiritual teacher. Where will the third ilm come from? SubhanAllah. It'll come automatically. The third form of reward. How will it come itself? So, if you are going to the ustad, will you not have to go to ustad to learn this ilm? You will have to, isn't it? So, what is it? That you're going to a madrasa, somebody's going to the Darul Uloom. Third place you'll have to go is where? To the khanqah. SubhanAllah. Yes, you have to go to the base of the sheikh. And when Allah gives karam, his mercy, then the sheikh comes himself. SubhanAllah. Allah's karam. Yes, and that, subhanAllah, that khanqa continues to progress. Allah will say that these people are thirsty. Where, how comes you'll go to the khanqa? He's beloved and very nice to look at, refreshing. So Allah says, I'll send him myself to my khanqa. Say, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So this happens sometimes in history. Sometimes in history. I'll give you some examples. The first ilm, which ilm did our qabreen learn? They went to the madrasa. The next ilm they learned from the Darul Uloom. Third one they learned, where did they go? To the friends of Allah. Who was that? I'll explain to you. How's the Shaykhul Hadith, rahimahullah, great personality. You will know him. Our children, offspring know him. He was great. So he learned the ilm. Oh, and then secondly, he was Shaykhul Hadith. And third ilm, where did he learn? In the footsteps of Hazrat Saharanpuri, rahmatullah alayhi. He had to pick up his shoes and serve him and press his legs and stand ready for instructions all night long. They were waiting for him all night long. So did they do this or not? The Hazrat, you know the hadith and you are a big alim, etc. So why have you come to these people? They say that this ilm you'll get from here, from the company of the sheikh. So let's go further. That his ustad, Hazrat Saharanpuri, that you are such a big alim, such a great alim, he said. You've got all the ilm, the knowledge, everything. So where did you go to learn this knowledge? He said, how can I remember this? Where have I gone? I went to my sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh Gangohi Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, subhanallah. What a great personality he was, what a great personality. So Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib, rahmatullah, asked him, that you are a big, great alim, subhanallah. He said that there are only two things to my name, I had nothing else. And I learned the third knowledge as well. Where did I go? SubhanAllah. Hazrat Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Sahib, rahmatullah, I had to go to his footsteps. And you will say, why have you come? You say the third knowledge. He says, I'm not an alim. Who is this? Hazrat Muhajir Makki Sahib. He said that I don't have kitabs and fiqh rules, etc. He said, in reply, we have so much of this. And the dunya is being benefited with this. Thousands of books we have published. Hazrat, I can't see this ilm anywhere else. Please teach us this ilm. Did he learn or not? Did they go or not? Why? Because they had the desire, the passion for the akhirah. Thereafter, they had the fear of the grave. They said that these two amal will not give us success. These two worship deeds, will Allah accept or not? We don't know what could happen to us any time. We don't have fear, do we? Yes, we have become alim, I've become this, I've become that. So, was there anyone great alim than them? SubhanAllah, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. Thousands of kitabs he has investigated, analyzed from fiqh, etc. There's no subject that he has not looked into. He states what? He says that I have nothing to my name. And he came out, he ventured out to learn the third knowledge. And eventually, he came to the point where, subhanAllah, that he went to his footsteps and he said, I learned today to his Sheikh Hazrat Muhajir Makki Sahib. He said, today we realize that we have something. Before today, we didn't even realize the position we're in. So today we've realized that we have ilm, we have knowledge. So, such a great personality is taught us. What do we do? while we're wandering around? Tell me, that what do we do about learning and maintaining? So this point, tazkiyah, if you want to learn dhikr, how will you instill that passion in your heart? This tasbih will not bring you automatically. A person, when he does dhikr qalbi, what does he have to do? Say loudly. We have to learn. So will you learn? Yes. That shall I tell you the way to make money? Yes, 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 please tell us. Do you want? Shall I tell you the method how to make gold? Yes, we'll learn. That if I'm telling you the methodology to make Jannah, paradise, subhanAllah. So you should jump up for the opportunity, the Hazrat, that today we will definitely learn dhikr from you. So my brothers, dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart, this is done by learning. You have a sheikh, go to the sheikh, sit in his service, say, Hazrat, teach me dhikr qalbi. Why? Because dhikr qalbi, if it comes, then alhamdulillah, you will not be the dhakir of just morning and evening. Rather, all the time you will be a dhakir. All the time. Alladhina yadhkuruna la qiyama wa quwda wa la junubim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Subhanallah. Yes, people say, oh, this is for normal people. I've told you, dhikr, morning and evening. What I want is that always you remember me. Always you remember me. Sitting down, lying down, walking, etc. Then consider that these are the ones who have the love and the regards. But when the dhikr of the heart is given, then the heart will become alive. Allah, Allah, Allah. You're sleeping, dhikr. Walking, dhikr. You're working extensively, dhikr. Speaking to somebody, dhikr. Always your heart should say, Allah, Allah, Allah. And this is called qalbi dhikr, learning qalbi dhikr. So my brothers, these are a few points that are presented in your service. If somebody understood what I've said and his nafs has been suppressed and lowered and takabur is finished, and if he wants that today I will understand the deen, then I'll give you da'wah invitation. Those who want to learn dhikr, just within two minutes, within seconds, inshallah, I will teach those individuals the dhikr of Allah. Yes? So, and let's start to learn the dhikr. So brothers, will you do dhikr? Inshallah. Okay, so we'll do dhikr now.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المذنبين تهب ياسين الحبيب المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا ويدنا وختمنا ومدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على أعدائك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا بزمرته يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله میری ماں کو بخش دے یا اللہ میری ماں کو بخش دے یا اللہ میری ماں کو بخش دے یا اللہ میرے والد کو بخش دے اللهم ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربي ارحمهما كمارم بياني سغيرا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.